USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Open borders by the Biden administration is threatening American sovereignty. There are only 12 agents watching 245 miles of border in Del Rio, Texas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess says this is a federal failure.
But this is a federal responsibility. This is not something that the state government should even be having to participate in the debate. The sheer volume, the numbers of illegal crossings that occurred during the month of July, you would think the federal government would step up and provide additional funding, but that is unfortunately not the case.
Another Biden administration crisis comes as leaders figure out how to get thousands of Americans out of Afghanistan as the August 31st deadline approaches, and the Taliban says no to any extension in time. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby denied that the United States has made payments to the Taliban in an effort to allow Americans free movement to the airport in Kabul. USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has full federal approval. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine received full approval from the Food and Drug Administration on Monday after being administered for the last 8 months under an emergency use authorization. Health officials say they hope the full approval will encourage more people to get the shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells ABC News that the FDA's approval is a sign of the vaccine's safety and effectiveness.
You know, the FDA is the gold standard for the safety and effectiveness of these vaccines. And I think that they have done an extraordinary and thorough job in approving this vaccine. I think this is a very powerful signal in the safety and effectiveness. We do know that about 30% of people who have not yet been vaccinated are saying they've been waiting for this approval. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the impact of this approval, especially on those 30%.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
On Monday, the Biden administration said all Americans can get out of Afghanistan if they want to. Former Kabul aid worker and Illinois Congress candidate Republican Esther Joy King tells Fox News, by allowing the Taliban to be the first checkpoint for everyone trying to leave means Washington has no idea what's going on.
Working on women's rights in Kabul, and I've still worked on women's rights, helping female students, and I'm in active conversation with those girls. And then secondly, on the military side, I am a member of the Army Reserve, and seeing what's happening from a military strategy perspective, I will say, since I wrote the op-ed, the stories have simply intensified. I mean, talking with girls who are trying to get through the gates, they're 50 meters from the gates. Can you imagine being 50 meters from freedom and getting through to the airport? And the Taliban is having visa checkpoints. Get this. Our United States Department of State is working with the Taliban to help process people because they're overwhelmed. So they're outsourcing visa checks to the Taliban. That's the state that it is on the ground, and it is absolutely a horrendous situation, and this lies squarely on the shoulders of the Biden administration and poor leadership. Our leaders are missing in action right now, and that's why I'm running for Congress, is because we need better leaders in Washington, D.C., who are real-world problem solvers and just operate with common sense.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.